Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Chaf Hei, 11 lines in the bottom of Daf Chaf Dalam Abayz at the new Mishnah. And once again, the Mishnah is referencing back to the Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Abayz, which discuss the various types of cases where it's considered a muid, and one of the cases is Shor Mazik B'Shus HaNizik, and the Mishnah begins that in Shor Mazik B'Shus HaNizik Ketzad, what is the case where a Shor that damages in the B'Shus of the Nizik would be Chayiv, and Nogach, Noshach Ravatz Bar B'Shus Rabim Mishalim Chatzin Nezek, that we know that if an animal damages through the use of his Karen, which is of course one of the obvious Nizikin, or the animal damages through one of the Toldos Karen, and either it pushes another animal or bites it with its teeth, or it sits on Kalim and breaks Kalim, or it kicks another animal with its feet, and all those of course are considered Toldos Karen. They have all the elements of Karen, as it was Kavanas Lahazik, it's in an Zekon, and in the Zekon Motsu Toder, and therefore certainly if it's done by a Tam, then you pay Chatzin Nezek. However, if a Tam, instead of damaging in Rishis Rabim, damages in Rishis Nizik, so then there's a Machlik. Rav Tafin Ayman Nezik Shalim. Rav Tafin says, Mishun and Karen Bechatz HaNizik, and you're going to pay Nezik Shalim as Megufa Mishalim, as it's still considered a Tolda of Karen, and therefore you only pay from the actual value of the animal. The Chum Ayman Chatzin Nezik, and the Chum say the standard in of Tam would apply, and therefore the owner would only pay Chatzin Nezik. And the Mishnah explains, Amlar Rav Tafin, so Rav Tafin says, the Chum Ayman Bechatz Shahakal Al Shein Val Regal, Bishis Rab Mishu Pato, the Madach in a place where the Torah said, Benegay Shein Regal, that even in Shisir Rab, they're going to be Pato. Because the pasuk says ubiya b'steacher, and even so hichbel leim b'shus hanizik l'shalom nezik shalim. If Reuven's animal damages through shein and regal in the rishus of the nizik, then he would have to pay nezik shalim. So makrish hichbel al karen b'shus rabim l'shalom chatzin nezik. Since we find that the Torah was machmir b'degay karen and rishus rabim, the Torah doesn't state a miut over ubiya b'steacher. And if the owner's animal, that's a tam, damages it in the rishus rabim, he would still have to pay chatzin nezik. So in din shenachmir lo b'shus hanizik l'shalom nezik shalim. So then certainly we should say that if it damages in rishus hanizik, then even though the animal is a tam, the owner should still pay nezik shalim. And amrulois, Rabbanan responded to Rav Tafin, dayi love minadin liyas kinidoin. And certainly we would have to apply the concept of dayoi. And as Rashi says, karen bishus anizik shatam mevi midin karen bishus rabim. That you want to learn karen bishus anizik from the din of karen bishus rabim. The ka'amr karen shichmer leh bishus rabim in din shenachmer leh bishus anizik. But the ma'isa, all you can learn is that when an animal damages through his karen in bishus anizik, he should be chayiv chatzin nezik, just like he's chayiv in bishus rabim. And l'chayr, you can't learn that should be chayiv more than that. As the Mishnah states, ma'ar b'shus rabim chatzin nezek, that just like karen b'shus rabim, you only chayiv chatzin nezek, ap b'shus hanizek chatzin nezek. So also b'shus hanizek, all you should be chayiv is chatzin nezek. And keep in mind, although the Mishnah doesn't say this at this point, however, Rav Tafin actually will argue in a chamim, and they will hold that the only time that we say dayoy is only, even if you said dayoy, they will still use the kal v'chayma for some sort of din, and it teaches us some halacha. However, over here, if we would say dayoy, we actually don't have any purpose for the kal v'chayma, because to teach us that you have chatzin nezek b'shus hanizik, that is pashut, since there's no limud of a biya b'stei acher, and therefore there's no difference between a shus harabim and shus hanizik, and therefore the kal v'chayma must be teaching us that you even pay more b'shus hanizik, and you would have to pay nezek sholim, and therefore in this case, zakrab tafin to the chachamim, that really I don't hold of dayoy in this type of scenario. However, since l'maisel fi the chachamim, they do hold of the concept of dayoy even when you would be mifrach kal v'chayma, so therefore amalahem, so Tafin responded to Chachamim that Lidivrechem, according to Yoshita, I would still have a valid Kavachayma. As Rab Tafin continues, Afani, Lo Odin Karen Mikaren, and even according to Yoshita, that you wouldn't have a problem of Dayoy, I will still show you that we have a Kavachayma in order to prove that if an animal damages with Karen in Rishus HaNizik, that the owner would pay Nezik Shalim. And really, my limit would not be that I'm learning Karen Bishus HaNizik from Karen Bishus Rabin, because then in Chanami, I'm learning from something which is only Chayiv Chatzin Nezik, and then at least according to Yoshita, we would have to say dayoy, and we would not be able to learn that Karen B'Shus HaNizik would be Chayiv Nezik Shalim. But Ani Odin Karen Miregel, I would actually learn a Kal V'Chayma and would be able to learn Karen B'Shus HaNizik from Regel B'Shus HaNizik. And the Kal V'Chayma would be as follows: Umav Makom Shahikal Al Shein Val Regel B'Shus Rabim Hichme B'Karen, that Madoch in Rishus Rabim will be Makel by Shein V'Regel. And if someone's animal damages in Rishus Rabim through Shein and Regel, that the owner would be Potel Lagamri, as the Pasuk states, Ubiya B'Steacher. And even so, with Machbe B'Degay Karen, we know that if a short tam damages in Rishis Rabim, the owner would be chayiv chatzin nezek. So makom sheikh b'al shein b'al regel b'shus hanizik. So certainly, since we see in the Rishis hanizik that when machba and even regel is chayiv nezek sholim, saying it in shein achmen b'karen, so certainly we should compare karen Rishis hanizik to shein and regel Rishis hanizik, and you should also be chayiv nezek sholim. And l'chayr, since we're learning karen b'shus hanizik from shein and regel Rishis hanizik, so l'chayr, in this case, you would not be able to ask me that there's a problem with dayay. But amuloy, the chum still respond to Rav Tafin that dayay love minadin. then Leah's Kinidain, then we still have a problem of Dai over here, because Ma'abishus Rab, Chatsi Nezek, Abishus Anizik, Chatsi Nezek. Then when Maisa, although you change your phraseology, and therefore it seemed that you're learning Karen Bishus Anizik from Shein Vuregel Bishus Anizik, but ultimately your Kavach Chayma hinges on the fact that in Rishus Rabim, there's a Chumrah of Karen over Shein Vuregel, and therefore ultimately you're still learning from the fact that by Karen Bishus Rabim, Yechayim Chatsi Nezek, and therefore there's still a problem with Dai, and since if a Tam damages Rishus Rabim, the only Chiv is Chatsi Nezek, so therefore the maximum amount that we should be Mechayiv a person for Karen Bishus Anizik is also going to be up to Chatsi Nezek and not more than that. And our Gemara begins, Rab Tafron Lesli Dayoi, how could it be that Rab Tafron Argan Acham and say we don't hold the concept of Dayoi, but Dayoi Deraisu, the whole concept of Dayoi is a Deraisu Dikadin, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, but again, the Yud Gimel Mi, the Shatar in the Dereshban, and in Braisa states, we didn't Kavachem Akeitzad, that where is the Makar in the Torah for the concept of Kavachem and for the concept of Dayoi, and the Braisa brings for the Pasha of Miriam that after she said Lashon Hara about Moshe and she became with Tsuras, and the Pasuk says, Vayitzak Moshe Lashem Lema, Kelna Refon Allah, that Moshe Davin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should completely heal Miriam immediately, and Lemaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, Vayem Meshel Moshe, Vivia Yark Yark Befanel, Halayt Hikol Im Shivas Yom, and Tisoga Shivas Yom, and Michutz Lemachna, Vachat HaYosev, that if her father would get angry at her, then certainly he would banish her for 7 days, and therefore I will also banish her for 7 days, and then she'll be able to come back to the Machna. And the Pasuk continues, Vatisoga Miriam, Michutz Lemachna, Shivas Yomim, Va'omle Nasa Adi Asa Miriam. Our Braisa explains that this statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe was stated in the Lashon of Kavach Chayma. And the way to understand this Pasuk is, Vayem Hashem Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Vavia Yarek Yarek Befanea, Halayti Kolm Shivas Yomim, that just like if a father would be angry at her, he would go and banish her for 7 days. So Kavach Chayma Lashchina Abba Asa Yomim, and therefore the Shchina should banish her really for 14 days. Elo Dai Lov Ben Adin, Lias Kenidain. However, when learning something from a Kavach Chayma, there's a concept of Dai Lov Ben Adin, Lias Kenidain, and you can't learn a larger din than what the din is in the Makar and in the source where you're trying to learn from. And therefore over here, since you're learning from a father getting angry at his daughter, and in that case a father will get angry for 7 days and banish her for 7 days, therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu will only banish Miriam for 7 days. Therefore, clearly from this Braisa that discusses Yom Gimel Mi, the Shatar and the Dreshben, it also tells us that when you learn a Kavach Chayma, there is a Kantar Dayoi, and they work hand in hand. Therefore, certainly, since Rav Tafin agrees that there is a Kantar Kavach Chayma, so it must be, he learns it from this Pasuk, and therefore it must be that he also learns that there's a Kantar Dayoi. And the Gemara answers, Ki Las Le Dayoi, Hech Nemifuch Kavach Chayma, Hech Lemifuch Kavach Chayma, Is Le Dayoi. That certainly Rav Tafin agrees to the Kantar Dayoi, but he only agrees that the Kantar Dayoi works where you're not going to be perched in God to Kavach Chayma, and you'll still have use for the Kavach Chayma. However, in our Mishnah, where if you're going to learn the Kantar Dayoi, then there's no purpose for the Kavach Chayma, and you're going to destroy, and you're going to break the Kavach Chayma, and you nullify the Kavach Chayma. Therefore, in such a scenario, Rav Tafin doesn't agree to the Kantar Dayoi. And in our Mishnah, even without learning any Kavach Chayma, we would certainly know that there's no chilut between Karen Rishus Rabim and Karen Rishus Hanizik, and in both cases, a Tam would be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, as the Torah doesn't say to be a Bistei Acher ben a Gei Karen, and it only states to be a Bistei Acher ben a Gei Shein V'Regel. And therefore, it's impossible to tell us that the reason why we have this Kavach Chayma is in order to teach us that Karen Rishus Hanizik would be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, as we already know that in Minas Svara, and therefore, the only reason why we need the Kavach Chayma is must be to teach us that Karen Rishus Hanizik would be Chayiv Nezek Shalim. However, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, Benigeya the Pasuk by Miriam, if the Torah wouldn't have stated this Kavach Chayma, we would not know that Miriam had to be in seclusion for 7 days based on the fact that she became a Mitzera. And therefore, there is a use for the Kavach Chayma, and the Kavach Chayma is not completely nullified, even if we say Dayoi, as the Kavach Chayma will teach us that Miriam was required to be secluded for 7 days, but Lemaisa, based on Dayoi, we just don't learn that she's going to be secluded for 14 days, and all we're left with is the Kavach Chayma to teach us that she's secluded for 7 days. In that case is a scenario where it's Heichat Leimim for Kavach Chayma, and therefore certainly Rav Tafin's Isle Dayoi, and all that we just mentioned is actually stated in the Gemara, as the Gemara states, Hasam Shiva Deshchina Leksivi, but again in Miriam, it doesn't say if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at someone, then they have to be secluded for 7 days. So also Kavach Chayma, Aisei Abesa, the Kavach Chayma comes and really will teach us that but again the Shechina getting angry, really should be secluded for 14 days, and also Dayoi, Apik Shiva Vuki Shiva, and now Dayoi will say that in place of being secluded for 14 days, all you have to be secluded for 7 days. But Lemaisa, at least from the Kavach Chayma, we're learning that Miriam had to be secluded for 7 days. Aval Hacha, but Benegeir Karen Bishus Anizik, Chetzi Nezik Siv. Even without a Kavach Chayma, we would know that if someone's animal damages as a tam in Rishus Anizik, then the Chayiv Chetzi Nezik, just like the Chayiv Chetzi Nezik in Rishus Rabim, as it doesn't say Ubiyam Steacha. For us, the Kavach Chayma, Va'aisi Chetzi Nezik Achrin, Shina Vinasa Nezik Shalim, and therefore, in order to use the Kavu Chayim for something, it must be telling us that you're going to go and add on Chetzi Nezik in Rishas HaNizik, and you're going to pay Nezik Shalim. And if now you're going to say that there's a concept of Dayai, and therefore all you can learn is that Yechayev Chetzi Nezik Rishas HaNizik, then there's no purpose for the Kavu Chayim, and you'll break and you'll nullify the Kavu Chayim, and therefore, in such a case, Rav Tarfon says we don't learn Dayai. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanan holds Shiva the Shechina Ksivi, and in order to teach us that Miriam would have to be secluded for 7 days, that's actually Mefurish in the Pasuk, as it says, Tisaga Shivas Yamim. Therefore, the Rabbanan learned that there's no difference between the Kavu Chayim that the Pasuk brings, B'degeya Miriam, and the Kavu Chayim that we had on Mishnah, B'degeya Karen, B'shus HaNizik, as in both cases, even without the Kavu Chayim, we would know the actual din, since the Pasuk B'degeya Miriam says, Tisaga Shivas Yamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that she has to be secluded for 7 days, and therefore, even B'degeya Miriam, we see that the Pasuk is talking about a scenario where it was Mifrach Kavu Chayim, and even so, we see from the Pesukim by Miriam that we still say a concept of Dayai. And the Gemara continues, Rab Tafin, Hahu Tisoga Dashin and Dayahu, that in the Chinami, when the Pasuk says Tisoga Shivis Yomim, it's not telling us the din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that we have to seclude Miriam for 7 days. It's actually saying that really we're learning this from a Kavu Chayim, but you shouldn't think that based on the Kavu Chayim, we should seclude Miriam for 14 days, and instead the Torah tells us that there's a concept of Dayai, and therefore you're only secluded for 7 days. But without this Kavu Chayim, we wouldn't know to seclude Miriam at all. Therefore, this is a case of Heichad Leimim for Kavu Chayim, and that's why the Pasuk says there's a concept of Dayai, specifically in the case of Miriam, where even after we learn the din of Dayai, we still learn from the Kavu Chayim that Miriam had to be secluded for 7 days. And the Gemara continues that according to Rabbanan, the word Sisaga Shivas Yamim is telling us that Miriam had to be secluded for 7 days, and it's not coming to teach us the din of Dayai. So where did Rabbanan know the din of Dayai? Because if Karachrina, there's another Pasuk that states, Vatisaga Miriam, Michusel Machla Shivas Yamim, and therefore we see that Miriam was secluded for 7 days. And why did Terry have to say this Pasuk once again? It must be telling us that even though you have a Kavu Chayim, and from the Kavu Chayim, you may want to learn that Miriam should have been secluded for 14 days. However, the Pasuk tells us that based on Dayai, she was only going to be secluded for 7 days. And the Gemara continues, Rab Tafin and Lecher, according to Rab Tafin, why do we need two Pesukim? We have the Pasuk that says, Tisaga Shivas Yamim, and we also have a Pasuk about Tisaga Miriam, Michusel Machla. And the Gemara explains, Ahu, da filu ba'alma, da shina Dayai, that because there's an extra Pasuk, therefore, Rab Tafin learned that all over, there's also a concept of Heichad Leim Mifah Kavu Chayim, that Islay Dayai, and Lecher, why we need this extra Pasuk if we see there's a concept of Dayai by Miriam, so Lecher, there should be a concept of Dayai by other cases as well. And the Gemara explains, V'loi Seima, Hachem Shukvayda Shal Mesha, that maybe we would say that only B'digay of Mesha, therefore we had a concept of Dayai, because Mesha Rabbeinu requested that she should be healed right away. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that although we should learn from a Kavu Chayim that she should be secluded for 14 days, we will still say that based on the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu, that she'll only be secluded for 14 days, but maybe we would say when we have another Kavu Chayim, then we wouldn't say the din of Dayai, even in the case of Heich Leim Mifur Kavu Chayim. Kamash Blan, then in the case of Heich Leim Mifur Kavu Chayim, according to Rab Tafin, we always use the concept of Dayai. And the Gemara continues that we just stated that even Rab Tafin agrees to the concept of Dayai, and the only time that he learns the concept of Dayai is Heich Leim Mifur Kavu Chayim. But in the scenario where if you would say Dayai, then it would actually break apart the Kavu Chayim, then he wouldn't say the concept of Dayai. But the Gemara now brings Amar Papa Abaya, or Papa Sesta Abaya, the High Tana Delay Darish Dayai, that we will find a Tana that doesn't dash in Dayai, the Avigal Delay Mifur Kavu Chayim, even though by saying Dayai, you will not break the Kavu Chayim, and it will not nullify the Kavu Chayim. And as we will see, the Gemara will attempt to find this Manda Amar and will bring down three different Brises. And ultimately, we will not go off all of these questions, and we won't find such a Manda Amar, and therefore, we will not find any Manda Amar that never holds in Dayai, as certainly all agree that Heichad Delay Mifur Kavu Chayim, that Islay Dayai, and Taisus points out, the High Tana Delay Darish Dayai, and ultimately, as we just explained, the Kulu Mitchu, that we will be Deicha all of these memories, and we will say there is no such Manda Amar that doesn't dash in Dayai, and Taisus is, but Tayman Perkashel, Perk, Hanich Lamanda Islay Dayai, and Lamanda Lasley Dayai, Mike Lamema, the Avagab the Hussle, Lay Mifur Kavu Chayim, and the Chayyu, the Gemara over there, is talking about a case where it was Lay Mifur Kavu Chayim, and still the Gemara said there's a Manda Amar that says, Lasley Dayai, and the Chayyu from our Gemara seems that there is no such Manda Amar, and Taisus says, Vishlema, the Inichanami, the Perk, Lamanda Sakadak, Mikarl, Had Chamroi, that over there, the Gemara is asking, according to our Gemara's Havmina, Ayin Shum. And our Papa will now try to bring a Tana that doesn't hold the concept of Dayai. The Tana, as we learned in the Brisa, Kari Bezov Minayin, that how do we know there's a din of Kari that's Mitame by Zov, not only Bimaga, but also Bimasa. And before we continue, let's point out that certainly if someone is Maitzi Shifcha Zera from their body, then they become Tame, and if someone touches Shifcha Zera, they will also become Tame. Number two, as we will see there is no question that the spit of a zav is definitely mitamai, and it's not only mitamai b'maga, but also be mitamai b'masa. Meaning, if Reuven, who's a zav, spits into a cup, and then Shimon carries that cup, and even if he doesn't come into contact directly with the spit, he will still be tamei, and he'll be tamei for one day. Now, Bryce is discussing that how do we know that if someone is tamei based on being a zav, and of course, a person that's a zav is someone that had a discharge, which is similar to shichva zera. Shichva zera comes out of someone that's healthy and is a natural occurrence, whereas a zav comes out of someone that's sick and something which is unnatural. As Rashi over here points out, there's a difference in appearance between the discharge of shichva zera and the discharge of zavas. Now, Gemara's question is that although certainly if someone is meisi shichva zera, they are tar, then certainly if the person touches that shichva zera, they will become tamei, but that is only by maga and not by masa. So what would be the din if someone is meisi shichva zera while there is zav? Would that shichva zera cause something to become tamei, not only based on maga, but also based on masa? And really, the Gemara wants to know that how do we know that the shichva zera that comes out of a zav will be similar to the zavas that comes out of a zav, as well as the spit that comes out of a zav, which are all tamei b'maga over masa? And the Gemara states v'dinu that it's based on the kal v'chayim matar b'tar tamei b'tamei. That just like b'negei a spit, where if there's a person who's completely tar and he spits, certainly that spit is considered tar. But if the person is already a zav and he spits, that spit is tamei and it'll be mitame other things through mago masa. Therefore, we'll learn a kal v'chayim to the din of the balkari and to the din of shichva zera that tamei b'tar. Since we know that even if someone is tar and they actually have meitzi shichva zera, then that shichva zera will be mitame b'mago. So any din she tamei b'tamei, then certainly if a person is a zav and then meitzi shichva zera and they have kari, then that kari should be mitame both b'maga uve masa. And l'maisa the din that a balkari is mitame b'zav is v'kamaisila bein l'maga bein l'masa. That this din applies not only to maga of the kari but also to the masa of the kari and the masa of shichva zera of a zav. And the Gemara is now bothered that even if we would say dayo in this case, we would still not be perch the kal v'chayma. We would not nullify the kal v'chayma because we still need the kal v'chayma in order to teach us that the kari of a zav is going to be mitame b'maga, as without a kal v'chayma we would not know that the kari of a zav is mitame at all. And therefore, how can we say that from this kal v'chayma we're able to learn that kari is mitame by a zav bein l'maga and bein l'masan v'amai neima hani kal v'chayma l'maga? We should say that the kal v'chayma is coming to teach us that there's a din of maga b'negei a kari by a zav, and a hani dayo lafuki masa, and dayo should come to teach us that excludes masa. And if a zav discharges kari, then the kari should only be mitame b'maga and not b'masa. And l'chari, by the fact that the Braisa did not say this, so we see that this man d'amah hold that we still don't say dayoi, even when it's not k'bimah for kal v'chayma, and even will have a valid use for the kal v'chayma, teach us that if a zav has a riyah of kari, then the kari will be mitame b'maga. And the Gemara continues and asks, v'chitim l'maga l'itzur kal v'chayma, and if you're going to tell me this can't be the man d'amah, because for maga itself, we wouldn't need a kal v'chayma, and therefore the kal v'chayma must be coming not only for maga, but also for masa, as otherwise it would be mitame for kal v'chayma. And the reason why we didn't need a kal v'chayma for maga, because the legara migav retar, as certainly there should be no reason why we should say that the shichva zera and the kari of a person that is a zav should be less potent than the kari of someone that's mamish tar. And just like someone that's tar, his kari is mitame b'maga, certainly the shichva zera of a zav should be mitame b'maga, and you wouldn't need a kal v'chayma for this, and this would be based on a svara. And the Gemara explains, istrich, no, we do need a kal v'chayma, as sakadat chamina, as we would think that the only time that kari applies and the only time that it's mitame is only based on the pasuk that states ki yibcha ish asher lo yitar mikra layla v'yotzel mechutz l'machna lo yovel yotecha machna. Since the pasuk b'negei is something becoming tame through shichva zera says that this discharge happened through a mikra layla, a happening that occurred by night, mishakir v'garim loy, therefore we learn that it's only a person where his kari caused him to become tame, yotzezesh ein kir v'garim loy. Without the kal v'chayma we may think that the din is that someone that's already tame and is already a zav, his shichva zera would not be as potent, and it would not even be matame b'maga, as the zav was already previously tamei, because el dava achim garam loy, that it was another reason why he was already tamei, since he already was a zav, kamash blon, and therefore we do need the kal v'chayma in order to teach us that even though a person was already a zav, his discharge of shichva zera and of kari would still be matame b'maga, and therefore l'chari it is a case of heichad loy mifruch kal v'chayma, and we should therefore say that we learned the din of dayoi, and all you should be able to learn from this kal v'chayma that just like a regular person who's tar, that his kari is mitame him and is mitame other things through maga, not through masa. So l'chir, the same din should be b'negei zav, that kari should only be mitame maga and not through masa. By the fact that this braisa teaches us that if there's a zav that has a Aliyah of Keri, his discharge of Keri will be Mitame b'magul v'masa based on the Kal v'chemer. Therefore, we see there's a mandam and a hold that we don't hold the concept of diet at all, even hecha the limit for Kal v'chemer. The Gemara answers that even though you want to tell me that this is a case where it's hecha the limit for Kal v'chemer and we should say diet, really this is the case that if you would say diet, then it would actually be mifr Kal v'chemer, as there was no reason to have the Kal v'chemer in order to teach us that the zav that has the discharge of Keri will be Mitame b'maga, as certainly we can learn it from the regular din of a person that was tar that had a ria of Keri. And even though we brought a pasuk of Mikri Lailaksiv and we learned Mishakiri Vagarim Loi, Yatzazesha in Kiri Vagarim Loi, El Davacha Garim Loi, but Zakhti Gemara, Midi Vilay Davacha Ksiv, that is not necessarily a bad limud, and this mandama holds that it doesn't make a difference if the person was tar and he had a Mikri Laila, and then Sheikh Vazera will be Mitame b'maga, or if he's a Zav and he had a Mikri Laila and he saw a ria of Sheikh Vazera, that Sheikh Vazera will be Mitame b'maga. And therefore, the only reason why we need this Kal v'chemer is in order to teach us that B'negei Zav that has a ria of Sheikh Vazera, that Keri will be Mitame both b'maga over Masa. Therefore, really, this Manda Omer holds exactly like Rav Tafin did. Hecha the Mifra Kal v'chemer is less Le Dayoi. The Gemara continues, Man Tana, the Shamas Le, the Omer Sheikh Vazera Shel Zav Mitame Masa, that who is the Tana that holds that Sheikh Vazera of a Zav is Mitame not only b'maga but also Masa? Loi Rabbi Leza, Loi Rabbi Shua, does not go like Rabbi Leza and not Rabbi Shua. The Tana, as we learned to the Brisa, Sheikh Vazera Shel Zav Mitame Maga, be'im Mitame Masa to Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Leza states first that the Sheikh Vazera of a Zav is only Mitame Maga, just like a regular tar person that has a ria of Sheikh Vazera, and it's not Mitame B'masa. Rabbi Shua Ima, ap Mitame Masa. Rabbi Shua states that you Mitame Masa, but even though he says that it's Mitame Masa, it's not based on the Kal v'chemer, but he says, Lepishi Efshel Blitzich Suchaziva, the reason why the carry of the Zav is Mitame B'masa is because in all cases that someone is a Zav, then there's always going to be mixed into the carry some sort of a discharge of Zivas. Therefore, the reason why this liquid will be Mitame B'maga V'masa is not based on the fact that it's Keri, but based on the fact that it has Zivas in it, and I in the Rechreinim that discussed the Lechera, why is the Zivas not going to be bottled in the Keri? And as the Gemara explains, according to Rabbi Shua, I come like Rabbi Shua Hassam, al she efshe bleitzich suchi zaiva, that the only reason why Rabbi Shua said that it's Tamei is because it's impossible that he have any discharge from a Zav that doesn't have some Zivas in it, and therefore the Zivas is what Mitame B'maga V'masa, halav achiloi, but if you wouldn't have any Zivas that's mixed into the Keri, then the Keri alone would not be Mitame B'masa, and it would only be Mitame B'maga. And the Gemara continues, Ella Haitanu, if you want to find out who the Tana of the Brisa is that holds that if there's a Zav that has a Ria of Keri, that the Keri would not only be Mitaba Maga, but also be Mitaba B'masa, even though it's only Keri, and you would have to learn this from the Kal v'chemer, is this Tana, the Tana, as we have a Mishnah Maseches Kelim, that's talking about various Avos HaTumah, it's talking about Sheretz, as well as Sheikh Vazera, as well as Tamei Meis. We know that a Sheretz, or Sheikh Vazera, or someone that's Tamei from a Meis, they're on Avos HaTumah, and the only Mitame B'maga, and a Sheretz, or Sheikh Vazera, or someone that became Tamei through a Meis, and that transmit Tumah through Masa. And the Mishnah in Maseches Kelim tells us, L'mayleben, following items, although they're also Avos HaTumah, are more stringent than Tumah Sheretz, or Sheikh Vazera, or Tamei Meis. And we continue on Daf Chaf Hayom Beis, and the Brisa now brings a list of those things that are more Chomer than the other Avos HaTumah. And the Mishnah starts with Zayv Shel Zav, the discharge that a Zav has will be Mitame B'maga V'masa, V'roikoi, and its spit, the Sheikh Vazari and the Sheikh Vazera of a Zav, Umeme Raglav, and also his urine, the Dam Anida, or the Dam of Anida, Mitame B'maga B'masa. In all these cases, not only the Mitame B'maga, but they're also Mitame B'masa. And therefore, we see that the Tana of this Mishnah holds that Sheikh Vazera of a Zav is Mitame B'maga over Masa. And the Gemara says, V'dilma Hachinami, Lefishi Efshe B'loisich Suchsi Ziva, that how do we know that the reason for this Tana is because he holds that Sheikh Vazera itself is Mitame B'maga V'masa? Maybe it's because he holds that it's always a mixture of Zavas in the Sheikh Vazera of a Zav, and therefore you'll be Mitame B'maga V'masa based on the Zavas Shel Zav. And the Gemara answers, Imkain, Lisnei Gabi Zavai, the reason why the Sheikh Vazera of a Zav is Mitame B'masa is based on the fact that there's some Zavas inside and mixed into the Sheikh Vazera, then the order of the Mishnah should have been Zavas Shel Zav, the Sheikh Vazari. Since the reason why Sheikh Vazari is Mitame B'masa is based on the fact that it's actually the same as Zavas Shel Zav, Maishna, the Tanit Lo Gabi Reikai, and why is it that the Mishnah actually separated between Zayv Shel Zav and Sheikh Vazari and placed Reikai in between them? El Mishum, the Asim Reikai, it must be because the Mishnah is actually teaching us that Zayv Shel Zav is based on Zavas, then Reikai is also Mitame B'maga V'masa, and this is based on a pasuk in Pasuk Mitzrayim that states Mefirsh, V'chiyor Kazoi Batar, V'chibis Begodav, V'rachat Bamayim, V'tomei Ada Erev, and as Rashi brings on Daf Chaf Hayom and Aleph, since the pasuk says V'chiyor Kazoi Batar, so it's as if the pasuk says that the Zav spit to something that the tar was carrying. Rashi states the mashma b'masha b'yada tar. Therefore, certainly roik of azov is metam b'maga as well as b'masa. Then the Mishnah states that shich b'zera is also metam b'maga b'masa. And the way that we know it is actually from roik that we just mentioned, and based on the kal v'chomer that we stated on daf chafei amud aleph. And therefore, we see that the tana of this mishnah is the tana of the brisa that we had that taught us that shich b'zera of azov is metam b'maga b'masa based on the kal v'chomer from the roik of azov. And the Gemara continues that although Rav Papa said to Abaya that we could find a Tana that doesn't dash and die, even in the case where it's Lamer for Kavachema, and he tried to bring Raya in the Kavachema, where we learned that a Zov that has a Riyah of Keri would be Tomei B'Magu Masa, and the Gemara ultimately said that that is not a valid Raya, because in that case it was Mifra Kavachema, and that's why he didn't dash and die. And the Gemara now tries another time, Omer Rav Acha B'Difti Rabina, so Rav Acha B'Difti said to Rabina, V'Hai Tana Lei Darish Dayoi, V'Avgav Lamer. For Kavachayma, I'll bring you a brisa. We will see that Tana does not dash and die, even though if you would say die, it would not nullify the Kavachayma completely, and we would still need the Kavachayma to teach us a din. And the Gemara will now discuss the din of Tumas Mace, and the Pasuk in Pashas Matas Ben Gael Mechamis Midian tells us, V'chol Bega, V'chol Kli Or, V'chol Maisa Izim, V'chol Kli Eit, Tiskato, that any piece of clothing or a Kli made out of leather or something that was made out of goat hair or a Kli that was made out of wood all can become Tame, and therefore they need Tyra. Therefore, the Torah is teaching you that the only thing that can become Tamei through a Tumas Mace is only a Beged or a Kli made out of leather or a Kli that's made out of wood. And as we know, in order for something to become Tamei, it has to be like a Kli Eitz and has to be a container, but Pshute Kli Eitz would not become Tamei. Our Brisa will now discuss that how do we know and what is the Makar that if there's a flat reed mat, that the mat could become Tamei either by coming in contact with the dead body itself and with the corpse or by being in the same oil as a corpse. As Rashi points out, and how do we know it'll also be metame b'maga of a mace? And Rav Acha B'Difti brings Ravina the following brisa. The Tanya is willing to the brisa. Mapit b'mace minayin. How do we know that a flat reed mat will become tame through a mace and through oil a mace? And the brisa teaches us v'dinu that is based on the kavachema uba pachin tanim shatarim b'zav. Just like we know that earthenware small kelim cannot become tame by azav and they're always going to be tar. And as we know that an earthenware keli can only become tamei from its toich and from the inside of the kli, and since this kli is so small and the zov cannot even put his finger inside the kli, therefore it's impossible for this kli to become tamei through the mag of the zov. And even though there's a din b'negei zov that a zov could be metamei kelim through heset, however zok Rashi v'heset nami l'hachi afki rachmona l'heset kli cheres b'zov b'loshem maga k'dechsev v'kli cheres ashiyiga by a zov. And since the way that we even know there's a concept of heset that if you move a kli, then it becomes Tomei is only for the Maga of the Zav, and it's considered as if the Zav actually touched it. Therefore, since it's impossible for the Kli Cheres to become Tomei through the Maga of the Zav, therefore the Din of Hesed doesn't apply to a small Kli B'negei Zav either. And as Rashi tells us, L'meima, the Kol She'inu Rei L'tamei B'magoi, Einu M'tamei B'aseitai. And Rashi also points out that it's impossible to be M'tamei a small Kli by a Zav through the Tumah of Medrash, which means that you sat or you lied on top of it, because of course the only time that the Tumah of Medrash applies by a Zav is only if you lie on something which is normal to lie on. But since a keli is not something that's normal to lie on, therefore the tumah of medrash would not apply b'negei a small keli by zav either. And the Gemara continues that even though we find that b'negei earthenware a small kelim they're going to be tar by zav, and we still find mitame ba'il ha-meis, that certainly if you have an open earthenware keli in the oil ha-meis, that certainly becomes tame, because all the ear is considered tame, and that ear in that oil goes into the actual earthenware keli, and once it enters into the open airspace of the earthenware keli, then the earthenware keli becomes tamei mace. And as Rashi brings that this is actually a pasuk that's mefurish in Pashas Chukas that says v'chol keli pesuach asher ein tamei pasuk lav tamei hu. Therefore, the Gemara states mapet shemetam bezav, that certainly b'negei a mat that will become tamei through a zav, as the pasuk states mefurish in Pashas Metzora in Perek Tezvav pasuk dalid kol mishka v'ashiyishka v'alav azav yitma. Therefore, if a mapet can be metamei by zav, so ein din sheyitma b'mace, then certainly should be able to be metame by a mace, and therefore if there's a mapet that's in the oil mace, it'll become tame. V'kamaisla beinu tumas era beinu tumas shiva. And even though we're only learning the din of mapa b'negei tumas mace from the din of zav and l'chayr b'negei zav, the mapet only becomes tame for one day, and we still say that if there's a mat that is in the oil mace, that'll be tame for 7 days. And we see that this tana doesn't state daya lo minadin lias kanidain, and it should only be tame for one day. You can't tell me that the reason why he doesn't hold a daya is because this is a case where it's mitzvah kal v'chomer, as over here, you need the kal v'chomer in order to teach you that a matzah will be tamei for one day, as without the kal v'chomer, we would think, even if a mad is in oil mes, it will not become tamei mes at all, and not even for one day, as a matzah is not similar to a beged or to a kli, and therefore maybe the concept of tamei oil by mes doesn't apply to a matzah at all. If so, we still need the kal v'chomer, even if we would say dayoi, and we should say dayoi in this case, and as the Gemara states, let us say that the kal v'chomer will teach us the matzah will be tamei ba'oil mes only for one day until the evening, and then dayoi will say that you don't use the kal v'chomer to teach you that it has a din like oil mes and it's tamei for 7 days. We see that even though this case is a scenario where it's hech loy mifuch kal v'chomer, and even so, this Tana doesn't hold dayoi, and he holds that the matzah is tamei for 7 days. And the Gemara once again gives a teretz on Malay, so Ravina responded to Rav Achlam Medifti that this mandama is also not a mandama in a whole, that even that hech loy mifuch kal v'chomer, we don't say dayoi. L'maisa, as we will see, that's not going to be pshat in this brisa, as Kvar Ramo Nalei Rav Nechumi Bar Zechaya Labaya, as Rav Nechumi Bar Zechaya asked the same question to Abaya, and he asked, why don't you say dayoi, and why don't we say that you're only going to be mitame your mappets from oil amaze for one day? And Abaya explained, Tanam Mappets Besheretz Maisila, that although it seemed that this brisa was telling us that a mappets by oil amaze is tummy for 7 days, based on learning it from the din of Zav, we really learned the din of mappets from the din of Sheretz. And the actual way to understand the brisa is as follows, Vahikama, mappets Besheretz Minayin, how do we know that the Sheretz comes into contact with a flat mat that'll make it tummy? Vidinu, and we learned this out of a Kavachemu, Mappachin Tanam Shetarim Bezav, Tumay and Besheretz, that just like we find by a small earthenware keli that is tar because a Zav can't stick a finger in it, and even so, an earthenware small keli can become a tummy through a Sheretz touching it, as a Sheretz could fall into a small keli, and as Rashi says, because Tumay Sheretz is based on the size of a lentil, and certainly the size of a lentil could fall into a small keli, therefore we learn a Kavachemu to a reed mat that'll also become tummy through a Sheretz coming into contact with the mat. Since we find that a mappet is tummy bezav, that a reed mat will become tummy through a zav lying on it, and it didn't shade tummy besheretz, and therefore certainly the din should be that a reed mat will become tummy by coming into contact with the sheretz. And over here, the din of daya doesn't apply, as both the din of a mappet by tummy zav and the din of mappet by tummy sheretz is that the mappet will be tummy for one day and not for 7 days. And therefore, Abai explained to Rav Nechumi by Zechaya that certainly the tana of this brisa would generally hold of daya. We just had a wrong version as to the limit of this brisa, and the Gemara continues that Lemaisa, we didn't get to the Ikka point, as Lemaisa, how do we know that we mat will become tamei through oil ames, as L'chair, we couldn't learn it from this Kavachema, as L'chair, it would be a problem of dayoi, we would only be able to learn that a reed mat is tamei for one day, and we do not yet have a makar, that how do we know that a reed mat becomes tamei through oil ames for 7 days? And the Gemara explains, Alamapitz b'meis minayin, that how do we know that a reed mat that is b'oil ames becomes tamei for 7 days? And the Gemara will explain that in the Chanami, this was not learned from a kal v'chomer, and therefore we don't have a problem of dayoi, and it was actually learned from Gzeirah Shavah, and therefore you can't ask dayoi lav min adin, as by Gzeirah Shavah we don't have such a concept. The Gemara explains Nema Begav Ar B'Sheretz, that says Lashon Beged and Ar B'Negeya Sheretz for Nema Begav Ar B'Meis, and it also says Lashon Beged and Ar B'Negeya Tumas Meis, as the Pasuk says B'Negeya Tumas Sheretz for Chalash Yipol Lav Mehem B'Meisim Yitma Mikol Kli Eitz Oy Beged Oy Ar Oy Sok Kol Kli Ashi Asum Malach B'Hem B'Mayim Yuva V'Tomei Adar V'Tara. And it says, "B'negiyah Tumas Meis v'chol begav v'chol kliar v'chol ma'isi izim v'chol kliyet tischato." The Gemara therefore says, "Ma begav v'ara am b'sheretz mappets tamei." That just like b'negiyah sheretz, although it says begav v'ara, we know that a sheretz that touches a reed mat will also be metame the reed mat, as we just learned it from a kal v'chomer. And based on the gzeirah shava, we also learn af begav v'ara am b'meis mappets tamei. That also in begav v'ara that says b'negiyah meis and l'chayr that does not include a mappets, as it doesn't have a toich and it's not made of leather. However, it's still going to be tummy based on this Gzeirah Shavah, even though when a Sheretz transmits tumma to a mappets, it is only tummy for 1 day. However, B'negeya Tumas Meis, you would still have tumma for 7 days, because ultimately, B'negeya Gzeirah Shavah, we don't see the concept of Dayoi, and therefore, we look at the Pasha of Tumas Meis, and anything that becomes tummy by a Meis is tummy for 7 days, and therefore, mappets will also become tummy for 7 days. And the Gemara continues that now that we're learning from Gzeirah Shavah, Mufna, it must be that this Gzeirah Shavah is Mufna, and the words of Beged and Ar are extra, as those words are not open and not extra, then there's a din that you could ask a question on the Gzeirah Shavah, and we would ask, you can't necessarily compare the din of Tumas Meis to the din of Tumas. Tumas Sheretz, because Tumas Sheretz is more chomer than Tumas Meis, because if even Mitame B'Chadosha, maybe that's why it's Mitame a mat, and Tumas B'Meis, she ain't Mitame B'Chadosha, ala B'Chazayas, Mashinka by Tumas Meis, which is not Mitame with a lentil size, and it's only Mitame once it's the size of Chazayas, so maybe since it's so kal, so maybe there's a din, that a reed mat will not become Tame B'Oil HaMeis. And the Gemara states, Lai, that's true, Afnuim Mufna, that really is extra, as Mechte Sheretz Ishkul Shil Shichva Zera, that we know that Sheretz is compared to Shichva Zera, the Siv, Oyisha Shetetsu Men Shichva Zera, the Samachlai, right afterwards, the Pasha tells us, Oyisha Shiga Bechol Sheretz, Vixiv Be Shichva Zera, and Benegay Shichva Zera, the Pasuk already tells us, Bechol Bega Bechol Or, Ashiya Love Shichva Zera, since we already see that Benegay Shichva Zera, the Tum applies to a Begad and to Or, so Begad Or, the Kosrachman of Besharetz Lamali, so why would the Terry have to write the words Begad and Or, Benegay Sheretz, Shmamin La Afnuye, and therefore we see that the word Begad and Or by Sheretz is extra. Mara continues and asks, Vakati Mufna Mitzad Echadu, although we found that the word Begad and Or, Benegay Sheretz is extra, but Lamaisa, the words Begad and Or, Benegay Tumas Meis is not necessarily extra, and if there's only Mufna Mitzad Echad, then there's Machlekis, as Honichlam and Oma, Mufna Mitzad Echad, Lamaid, Ve'im Meshivin Shaper, according to Mana Oma that says that as long as you have Xer Shava, where one side of the equation is extra, then we could learn out Xer Shava, and you can't ask any questions on Xer Shava, then of course it works out very well. Why we can't ask a question on this Xer Shava, Elamanda Oma, Lamaid, Meshivin, Mayak Lamema, but according to Mana Oma says that when something is only Mufna Mitzad Echad, then you could learn Xer Shava, but if there is some sort of tshuva on Xer Shava, and there's a way to be perked Xer Shava, then you could ask that question. So L'chir over here, we should ask a question, and the question will be, the original question that we asked, that L'chir, you can't compare the din of Tumas Meis to the din of the Sheretz, as B'negei Sheretz is a Chumrah that it's even Metam B'Chadasha, while B'negei Tumas Meis, it's only Metam B'Chazayas. Once again, the Gemara states, the Mesnami Afnuya Mufna, the words of Beged and Or, B'negei Tumas Meis, is also extra, and therefore it's Mufna M'Shteit Stodim and E Meshivin. The Gemara explains, why is it that the words Beged and Or, that it says B'negei Tumas Meis is extra, cause Mechte, let us see, Mes Iskish L'Shichva Zera, we know that Tumas Meis is Hukish to Shichva Zera, D'chsiv V'Negei B'chol Tomei Nefesh, Oy Isha Shetetsu Men Shichva Zera, V'chsiv Be B'Shichva Zera, and as we stated before, B'negei Shichva Zera, the Pasuk stated, V'chol Beged V'chol Or, Ashiya Lav Shichva Zera, Beged V'Or, D'chos Rachman V'Mes, Lomeli, why would the Torah once again in the Pasha of Midian state the words of Beged and Or, Shema Mino Lafnuye, therefore it must be to teach us that these words are extra, and V'havim Mufl M'Shteit Stodim, and this way, this Gzir Shav is Mufl M'Shteit Stodim, and the Divrei Kol will be Mulamedin V'ein Meshivin. And the Gemara continues that even though at this point it's Mufl M'Shteit Stodim, and therefore we can learn the Gzir Shav, and we can't ask a Pircha, but L'maisa, we have another question as to Gzir Shav, as when we learn one item from another, and there's a Machlekes, if we say that since you're learning item A from item B, so therefore item A receives all the dinim of item B, or do we say that we're only learning that the din of item B would apply to item A, but once we know that that din applies to item A, then all the elements that are relevant to item A would still apply to that item. And for example, in our Gemara from Xerah Shava, we're trying to learn that a mappets will be tamei ba'ol hameis, and we're learning that from Xerah Shava, from a mappets that is tamei by sheretz, and maybe we would say that since we're only learning the din of mappets from the din of Tumas Sheretz, and B'negei Tumas Sheretz, a mappets is only tamei for one day, then we would also say that the din of mappets by Tumas Oil will be that it's only tamei for one day. What do we say that now that we know that there's a din of Tumah by mappets by Tumas Oil Ameis, then we say that although we learn it from a Sheretz, but at this point we look at the dinim of Tumas Meis, and all dinim of Kalim that become tamei by Tumas Meis have dinei Tumah for 7 days, and therefore that would also apply to Reed Mat, and it will be tamei for 7 days. And as the Gemara states, Hanichlam and Amma Doy Minav Ugi Basra, so it works out very well according to Manda Amma that says that although we're learning from a Sheretz, but now we place it by the dinim of Tumas Meis, and by Tumas Meis is a din to be tamei for 7 days, so the mappets will be tamei for 7 days. And the Manda Amma Doy Minav Minav Mayik Lameima, but according to the Manda Amma that says that once we learn from Tumas Sheretz, the mappets should have all dinim of Tumas Sheretz. So L'chira, why should it be tamei for 7 days? If L'chira, this mappets should only be tamei for 1 day. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Rava states, Amakra, that there's a special Xeris HaKasav, B'negei Tumas Meis, that states, V'chibastam B'gdechem by Yom HaShvi, that you should cleanse your begodim on the 7th day, though generally we would say the klal of Doi Mino Mino, but this Xeris HaKasav teaches us that Kol Tmei Shatu Mitam Meis, that any time there's any Tumah B'negei Meis, and even by Mappets, Lo Yiyu P'chusim Yishuva, then the Tumah should not last less than 7 days. This is how we know that there's a din of Tumas Mappets by Tumas Oil of a Meis, and it will be Tumah for 7 days, and we will stop over here.